We're back with more of Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. This past weekend featured the final stages of the Tour de France, won by British cyclist Chris Froome for the fourth time in 5 years. It also included the two stages of the women's race called La Course, which was won by Dutch cyclist Annemiek van Vleuten.
This coming weekend, a slightly less grueling series of events plays out. Wisconsin Women's Cycling holds its annual Women's Century Ride, along with a couple of other shorter distance rides open to everyone. Cindy Pettit is founder of Wisconsin Women's Cycling and the Century Ride. She joined us in the studio and explained what inspired her to create both.
I've been riding a bike for a long, long time. And, well, first of all, I was riding by myself a lot. It was always groups that were riding out of bike shops, and they were mostly men, and I'd try to ride with them and hang on as long as I could, and I'd be left in the dust. I was finding that that was happening to a lot of women. So a couple friends wanted to do a century ride several years ago, so that kind of got the idea in my mind.
And we should say, for people who don't know, a century is 100 miles.
Yes, in particular, we wanted to do 100 miles. Anyway, so an opportunity came up actually through Rafa. They do have a women's movement.
And they are?
Oh, Rafa sells cycling clothing to both men and women, but in particular, they were catering to the women in this particular campaign. And when I started thinking about it, it's like, why would I want to do Rafa? I mean, they have great clothes and all that, but, you know, the money doesn't stay here in Wisconsin. And I had just come off of Leadership Wisconsin, which is, you know, learning information and bringing it back to the state and making the state better. So I was thinking, well, you know, how can I take this opportunity to put on a bike ride and make it benefit Wisconsin and women in Wisconsin in particular?
So what is it about doing these kinds of organized races rather than just getting on the bike and going out? A lot of us have that experience. But doing an organized, like a Peloton type training and movement, what does that do for leadership? I mean, how does that translate?
Well, I'll just want to make it clear, we don't do races. I do non-competitive rides. But it is important to learn some of those advanced skills. And what it does for these women is exactly what's happening now. I had injured myself, and the women in our group are now stepping up to lead the rides. They are volunteering their time to go out there and help other women feel comfortable on the road, on the hills, and in a group.
And
so that's cool.
That group thing is interesting because I think one of the things, if you watch the Tour de France or you watch other bike races, which I understand this isn't, but you see there is a lot of teamwork. You know, there are people who are helping someone get somewhere. They're part of the group. And to ride that closely together and not be injured is really difficult.
Exactly. And that's why going on group rides and riding with the same people and learning those advanced skills together, there's a lot of clubs in the Milwaukee and all over Wisconsin, actually, that do that type of training. And they mostly then compete at a lot of the different races. How it helps in these long distance is just kind of, you know, breaking the wind so that you don't have to, you know, put out such a big effort. So if you can learn how to do a pace line or just even draft off of somebody else that's stronger, will make your experience a lot more fun.
Putting together, as you say, a non-competitive ride like this, I assume, like anything, there's a lot of work that people just don't see behind the scenes. Do you literally start the day after the last ride to prepare for the next year's?
Yes, we start looking at the surveys, number one, to see, you know, what was working, what isn't working. And then it takes a couple weeks to wrap up the ride before we can get into the next planning. And then, you know, getting sponsorships and things like that. Sometimes we have to start a little earlier.
Do you find that sponsorships are pretty readily available? Are people interested? Are businesses interested?
They're interested. Right now, we're pretty young still. So we're starting to gain, if you will, momentum when it comes to, you know, some of the financial support that's needed. It's a lot of hours put in. Personally, I do not get paid for any of my work I do for our foundation or for the putting on these bike rides. It's my passion. You know, it's how I wanted to give back.
If someone is new to cycling, if you have a woman who the last time she rode a bike of any kind, you know, she was a kid and was like on a banana seat or something like that, what would you say to someone who really doesn't have the experience but kind of looks at it and thinks, you know, I could do that. I can't run or I don't want to swim or whatever, but this looks like it's a lot of fun. Where do you start?
I actually have a couple ladies that have done that. Bonnie and her daughter came to me. Both of them haven't rode bikes in a long time. So I brought several of my bikes along to our meeting place, and we fit the bikes to the ladies. What we did first is we kind of lowered the seat a little bit more so that they could, you know, touch the ground. And we rode for a little bit until they were comfortable with the balancing on it. And then we adjusted it to their comfort. And you know what? We did 20 miles on the Interurban Trail.
That's
great. It was amazing. And they were like, oh my God, that was so easy. My friend Courtney always says, sometimes it's just showing up, just getting over the fact that, you know, there is a group out there. There's many groups out there that once you show up, they really are willing to help you to step into a good comfort zone for you.
I think also another thing that might dissuade women, or at least women of my generation and a little older, is, you know, bikes require some sort of mechanical understanding. You know, it's not like just lacing up a pair of shoes and going out for a run. You actually need to kind of understand what the bike's doing. You need to understand how the shifting works. You need to understand, as you were saying, fitting the bike to your body. And I think sometimes women have been made to feel not terribly welcome in bike mechanic shops, if that makes sense. Has that been your experience?
It was, but you know, things have been changing over the last several years. The bicycle dealerships, manufacturers are actually pushing it down into their dealerships to make it a nicer environment, especially for women, but for just about anybody that would come in not knowing too much about a bicycle. So the advice that I give people is, before you even walk into a bike shop, where are you going to ride? Who are you going to ride with? And, you know, what is your budget, really? So those three things you have to identify before you even walk into a bike shop. And then once you do that, they can help you, you know, narrow it down, because you walk in and it's overwhelming. There's just so many to choose from. It's an investment. So if you get the right bike, it's gonna last a long time.
Which, of course, brings me to the thing we were talking about just before we turned on the microphones, which is, how many bikes should anyone have? And, of course, the joke is that it's N plus one.
It's N plus one.
Yeah. And that means N there's always one more.
Well, in my case, yes, yeah. You know. And a lot of other people, they don't have the room, you know, or they just really have one interest, and that's totally fine. We have a lot of ladies that ride with us that have the hybrid bikes so that they can be on a road or they can be on gravel. We have some people that are collecting bikes as they go along, as we put on clinics, or I encourage them to come with me, you know, to cross races or to fat biking or whatever. they acquire a new bike.
Unfortunately, I'm kind of in that category because I have a road bike and I have what I call my commuter bike, which is where I'm really kind of sitting up, mm-hmm. and I wouldn't want to do more than probably about 10 miles on it, mm-hmm. you know, at a time. But now I'm thinking, there's also there's mountain stuff to do, mm-hmm. or more trail type things, and there's like, and I'm thinking, I don't have enough room in my garage.
Right. You have to figure that out. And there are a lot of bikes out there. Again, the different bike shops can steer you into it if you're looking to maybe take that commuter bike and get something that can do a little more off-road. You know, maybe not. You don't want something like a gravity mountain bike or anything like that. That's like ultra
specific.
Yeah. But, you know, you could switch it into something that's a little more diverse to do gravel trails and the commuting.
So you can combine three or four different things into one bike.
Yeah. There's a lot of them that are coming out now like that. And then they're so lightweight now too, and you can put rack systems on, and yeah, you can really have a lot of fun with them.
Yeah, and spend a lot of money, I'm finding.
Well, again, yes. it's a good investment.
It is a good investment.
If you buy the right bike, you're gonna use it, and then it's worth your money. Sometimes if you hold back, it's better just wait another season until you can save up for the right bike than to try to push one in this year. You're just gonna love yourself more, and you're gonna love it more.
So if someone wants to get in touch with you to start riding on the group rides and learning how to do all of that stuff, where do they go? What do they do?
Out on our website, there is a riding club tab. They can start there and read about it. They can go online and fill out the application. Or if they have more questions, feel free to give me a call. My contact information is there. There's also a email that you can do right through the website as well.
So the events that are happening this weekend, they are women-focused, but they are not all just women. You have some everybody welcome events too. Is that correct?
Yeah. So what we're doing is this is our third annual Women's Century Ride. So very excited that we're putting that on. Last year we added the bike festival, and we have a band and a beer garden, things like that. And we also added the Holy Hill Classic because the men that were volunteering for us on Saturday said, we want to support Wisconsin women's cycling as well. So can we ride? So lo and behold, that came about. And then this year, it's more focused on families. So we added the Bike for a Cause, which has multiple nonprofits that people can sign up for. Their registration is a donation to that beneficiary. And then they celebrate together what good work is being done in the different communities.
Cindy Pettit is the founder of Wisconsin Women's Cycling, which holds its annual Century Ride and the Wisconsin Bike Festival this Saturday and Sunday. You'll find a link to the full peloton of activities at WUWN.com. Gonna ride.